According to the Washington Post, the U.S. State Department has channeled up to $6 million since 2006 to a group of Syrian exiles to finance activities inside Syria and to run Barada TV, a London-based satellite television channel, which has had a heavy focus on coverage of the recent protests against the country's leader, Bashar al-Assad. The Post is basing its report on diplomatic cables it received from WikiLeaks.
$6 million may not sound like a lot of money, but it's the tip of the iceberg. That's the official money from the State Department. We don't know how much money has been laundered through other agencies.
Tens of thousands of people have been protesting in Syria for the past month. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he believes his country is facing a conspiracy. The U.S. State Department says it is not working to undermine the Syrian government and that programs in Syria are similar to those the U.S. is running in other parts of the world to build democratic institutions. However, investigative journalist Wayne Madsen believes the U.S. and its allies are trying to influence grassroots uprisings in Arab nations.
There's a conscious attempt by the United States and its allies to influence the outcome.
Syria's youth are increasingly demanding greater freedoms and access to the world. In response to the protests, the Syrian president says he expects a state of emergency, which has been in place since 1963, to be lifted next week. Human rights groups say more than 200 people have been killed since the protests began. The Obama administration is opposing Syria's candidacy to the United Nations top human rights body, saying it would be hypocritical for a government violently repressing its people to be given a seat on the organization. Madsen says the U.S. is hypocritical and has a double standard on human rights in individual countries.
We see close U.S. allies in Bahrain, for example, and other countries certainly not getting this kind of treatment as we're applying against Syria and Libya. And I think this does show the hypocrisy of the United States.
According to the report, U.S. funding for Syrian opposition figures began flowing under President George W. Bush after political ties with Syria were frozen in 2005. The financial backing has continued under President Obama, even as his administration sought to rebuild relations with President Bashar al-Assad. Rhonda Pence, Press TV, Washington.